Don't expect them to turn up on a spa menu anytime soon, but McDonald's fries are about to go, well, if not healthy, at least a little healthier. Today, McDonald's announced plans to begin using a new cooking oil aimed at making their fried foods better for you. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
The McDonald's fry is the gold standard in the fast food world. Competitors have tried to replicate what consumers, like 42-year-old Sam Glass, can't seem to get enough of.
The most accurate word to describe these, I think, is addiction. There's nothing else in the world like these with ketchup, unfortunately.
Glass bites into a hot fry at this downtown Washington McDonald's.
Really good. Crispy, probably fatty, since it's the oil that makes it taste so good.
Despite all this French fry-derived pleasure, there's growing pressure for change. Just last month, an obese man sued McDonald's and three other fast food chains, alleging their food caused his weight problem. McDonald's spokesman Walt Ricker says today's announcement to reduce artery-clogging fats is not in response to the lawsuit, but rather is part of a long-term shift towards a healthier menu.
We recognize that there is more focus than ever on nutrition. We welcome that focus. We want to do the right thing. And we think the experts will agree that reducing trans fatty acids and saturated fat at the same time boosting the very beneficial polyunsaturates is good news for consumers.
McDonald's will still use a corn and soybean-based oil, but it will change the blend. The new oil will contain 47% less trans fat and 17% less saturated fat. Margot Wu-Tan is nutrition director at the Center for Science and the Public Interest.
This is a good step toward reducing artery-clogging fat in McDonald's French fries, but it doesn't make their French fries a health food.
That's because a single order of McDonald's fries will still have about 550 calories and a hefty amount of fat. But with the demand for fries so high, Wu-Tan says any step toward reducing fat is commendable.
Because McDonald's is such a big chain and serves so many orders of French fries, even this modest decrease in trans and saturated fat will help to reduce people's risk of heart disease.
Not so fast, says Robert Eckel of the American Heart Association's Council on Nutrition.
We still don't know that cutting trans fats has a benefit.
On a cell phone in between seeing patients at his University of Colorado clinic, Eccles says the science is pretty clear that trans and saturated fats are linked to cardiovascular disease and stroke, but it's not yet clear how big a reduction is needed.
Carrying out nutritional experiments like this by consuming a bit less trans fat in fast food periodically, the benefit of that's going to be hard to prove.
Even if there's no proof, French fry fanatics like Sam Glass say they applaud the move by McDonald's.
I don't think I intend to stop eating them anytime soon. So if they did something to make them healthier, it would definitely help a lot of people out, especially like myself who don't have time to fix their own lunch or to go someplace where the food is healthier but more expensive.
McDonald's will begin frying with the new oil next month, but executives don't expect customers to notice the change. In taste tests, 97 out of 100 people couldn't tell the difference between the old oil and its replacement. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.